You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Are you ready for the time of your life? It's time to stand up and fight. It's alright. Hand in hand, we'll take a caravan to the motherland. One by one, we're gonna stand up with pride. One that can't be denied. Stand up, stand up. From the highest.
Right, hello, and welcome to the Fictional Leicester Boys podcast, where we're coming from Rick's caravan today. So, yeah, if you're watching, that makes a lot more sense than if you're listening on Spotify or wherever else you listen to the podcast from. So it may take about 5 or so minutes for us to get used to our surroundings, but yeah, we've been talking for a little while about doing one of these podcasts in a studio, doing something a little bit different. And then Rick bought a caravan last week, so we thought, fuck it, we'll come to the caravan. So here we are. So season done, we're down. Where do we go from here? Rick, actually, you know what? Like always, we like to not really talk about the football for as long as possible. Rick, you weren't at the game yesterday.
No, I wasn't.
And this is a classic Ric Flair story. So wasn't at the game yesterday, but still, I think you had a worse day than the rest of us.
Absolutely atrocious day. So I've been in the Peak District, which obviously is in Derbyshire, which I'm uncomfortable with. I'm going to say it was more towards Manchester, but went on Friday and I was supposed to come back yesterday. I didn't have a ticket for the game, so I was never going to get to the game, but I was at least going to hopefully be able to watch it. But I had a nice time in the caravan for its first outing and I foolishly said, no, let's stay an extra day because we booked it until Monday anyway. But I got no signal and my phone had died. So I turned my phone on briefly on Saturday in Audi car park in Bakewell. And all these messages came flooding through from you boys and everyone else. And I'd read a rumour of the team and saw that Sutra had been dropped. And I went fucking wild. And I think somebody thought that there'd been a breaking or something going on in Audi, but and then yesterday I got up and I was all right until about midday, and then I started to feel sick and I was like, this is bad. I should have come home. I was lonely, but I didn't want to be with anyone, and I was just sort of, kids knew not to come near me. Anyway, got to 4 o'clock and I said I'd go and drive around and try and find somewhere. None of the pubs had it on. But the only thing I did get was TalkSport was on as long as I found one spot, which I'd found a couple of days before, and then I couldn't remember. So for 20 minutes, I was driving around Bakewell, Monash, all them fucking places, and I finally found this spot, and then I parked up for 2 hours, and I was on my own having to listen to that, and it was just torture. And obviously it was all right at half time, but then second half, just... Yeah, I'm not afraid to say I did cry. And there was a minibus that pulled into this little lay-by where I was, and they were there for ages as well. And I was like, fuck, is this like... I was convinced it was an Everton fan. And I was like, there's going to be trouble here. I'm not a nasty man, but I will. When relegation's on the line, I will. I'll bite his teeth out. But anyway, turned out it were a woman. So instantly that was fine, and she'd broken down. But did I get out and help? No, because I was listening to Talk Sport. But yeah, so we went down, horrible, cried, went back the campsite. What do you do?
We've had an enjoyable few days.
Oh, yeah, camping. I mean, hey.
But now we're back here in now the caravan.
I mean, how can you not enjoy it in here? I mean, you boy, honestly, when I open the door, you. His eyes
my eyes little. My eyes little.
It was like sort of just taken in Vegas. Wasn't it?
Mate, it's incredible. We love it. Jordan, so you were there yesterday, mate, but also today. Yeah. You've been at the horse racing today in Leicester.
Yeah, really good.
Sponsored by King Power. So one of them days where probably you didn't really want to be seeing Leicester or King Power branding, right?
No, last thing you want to see. The thing is, I was on a stag do in Edinburgh on Saturday. And I'd always said all along that we'd be down by then, so I wouldn't have to worry about it. Next thing, I'm getting a 60 quid train back from Edinburgh, 9 a.m. Don't sell beer till 10 a.m. in Scotland, interestingly.
Really?
So, in the work.
It's something about Wetherspoons, that they don't sell shots until after.
Yeah.
No, so I got what time is that? Jaeger bombs until you can't have after midday.
Really? All 10 a.m.
You can get a battered pizza before you can get a Jaeger bomb.
So I've got one. Well, I got to Edinburgh Station and thought, I need a couple just to keep me going. And in the words of Rick, I had to bollock a few tins down from Sheffield. I had four tins in an hour. I was absolutely levered. But I was at I wasn't at Stoke when we last got relegated. And I thought, you know, I could have gone to Stoke. I could have got a ticket. And I was at uni in Brighton at the time. And I made a decision that I'm not going to watch us go down. So this time I thought, I've always not regretted it, but it's always played on my mind a bit. And this time I thought, you've got to go and see your team get relegated.
You've got to go.
It's really good fun, isn't it? But
it's good, it's good crap.
It's like, well, you got to get. It's like you have to turn up to funerals for family members.
Yeah, right. That's it. And the lads on the stag do were giving me a bit of shit in the group. Obviously, I didn't reply. And I thought, well, I've made the right decision. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to be with them. We got relegated. But when we got relegated at Stoke, I was with a girl. She was a Cov fan. She didn't like football at the time.
Wow.
But as soon as you get to Wembley, she's fucking all over it. I did message her. I messaged her on Saturday morning saying, I hope you lose, but I hope you have a good day.
It's fair, isn't it?
And she messaged me back yesterday saying, well, at least you get to come to Cov next season. So I just thought, you know, I've got to be there.
Is that a good thing?
No, it's a terrible thing. But you got to be there to watch it. It was horrible. But as I've said, it's Leicester City, isn't it? We'll go down, come up, and still win something before half the country will. So it happens.
Yeah. It was a weird day. Week, actually. I said this basically all week, that I weren't really feeling nothing. I wasn't scared. I wasn't nervous. You know, I wasn't... I felt apathy. Like, I think we said it lots of times. But then I won't lie, when I got to the stadium and got inside, you know, when the game starts, then when we score, I did feel, and I started then to believe and then convince myself that, you know, staying up is what is best, because the week before I convinced myself that relegation was for the best. But yeah, by the end of it, and by the time the final whistle went, again, I then just felt really weird. I couldn't work out, you know, whether I should be more sad. I don't know. Jack, we had to do a couple of media interviews yesterday. And it's quite strange when people are asking you how you feel immediately afterwards. And yeah, I think I said to you once, I don't actually know how I feel.
Mm. Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it?
Mm.
I think it's hard seeing yourself back on camera, but I just looked like I was frowning heavily. And like my voice is monotone at the best of times. But yeah, it was really weird. Like I said to my wife before I left, I was like, I'm actually excited about watching us play for the first time in about 12 months. And I'm not sure whether that was excitement that it was almost over or excitement that we had something to play for. And I'm not ashamed to admit this, I did have a feeling that something was going to happen. Mm. You know, those little fuckers that kept celebrating Bournemouth goals didn't help me at all. Because I spent about 20 minutes looking for claiming my phone wasn't working. Oh, I haven't got that notification. It's fine. But I actually because I sit in the posh bits, hopefully not for much longer, but with 5 minutes to go, I just went, fuck this, and went and watched the Bournemouth game. Yeah. And it was agony, because they weren't even going forward. Yeah. I mean, I can't remember who had a volley, but it was straight at Pickford. And the ball, was in play for about 1 minute of the last 15, yeah. I reckon.
Pickford went down, didn't he? Deliberately, so that they got an extra amount of minutes in case, which I was listening to that, I was like,
I think it's not surprising. It doesn't make it any less painful. It's still painful, but at the end of the day, like, you know, we've still got a football team to watch next season, and like I said all along, I think people might see sort of the grim reality of our situation. If we'd stayed up, might have all been sort of papered over the cracks a little bit, whereas now it's, you know, none of the players want to be there. The manager doesn't even know whether he's going to be there. Like, is he still manager now? Like, do we have a manager?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, so, I mean, it's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah, he won't be back in work tomorrow, will he?
Yeah, and then Top's written some stuff today, and you kind of go, not sure that helped.
No.
So it's all a bit flat and weird, but you know, 74 days, we'll be back.
Back in Singapore.
Well, it's less than we're in Singapore, isn't it?
So 60.
And you just know. I mean, Johnny Evans' interview after the game. I mean, what an interview that is. We've all just said goodbye to each other in the changing rooms. Cheers, club captain. Second team you got relegated.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, for him to come out, I mean, just retire, mate. You can't. Your body can't take it. So yeah, I mean, it was weird, wasn't it? I had a great time after.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, we had really, really good time in town afterwards. The town
was it all right?
It was good. Crack. Yeah, it was good crack. Everyone was, you know, sending us down with, you know, a big cheers. So it was good, but. It's just such a weird football club.
Most unique club in the world.
It's ridiculous football club, isn't it? And I think, but that's why I'm so angry. It's not, yes, I'll celebrate what we've done. And if anything, you should then maybe be able to cut our ownership some slack because they've created this. But like I've said before on the pod, I could almost accept it more if we hadn't done what we'd done. It's a bit, You set yourself up for a fall, don't you? If you've proven to bring success, then when success goes and failure comes, the difference in standards is so vast that it's hard to accept. And I can't stand and clap the ownership and say, you know, go on, you'll sort it out for us, because right now I don't think they will sort it out. And that statement he's read today, again, he's probably trying to mean well, but
just leave it.
Leave it. Well, not even necessarily leave it. He needs to say something, because that's been half the problem. We're too secretive a club. Somebody needs to stand up and actually be the face of Leicester City, and whether even when we're failing, you need to be the face of Leicester City to try and you know, give something for people to cling on to, because otherwise people do say things. Right now, they don't get it, and that's why they did get it at some point, whether that was Vichai, whether we've been incredibly fortunate with everyone that's been in charge. I don't know. I really don't know what's gone wrong, but it's shit.
The bit that gets me, and I was thinking about this on our lovely drive up through Hinckley and Burbage, wherever else we went. No one has told me to believe that we can challenge the top six other than the ownership.
Yes.
They're the ones that have had this idea that we're going to break in.
Statement.
Exactly. Like, and now, even then in the statement, it's like, oh, our aim remains what it always was. And it's like, I don't...
What is
it? I don't know what the aim is anymore.
You can't.
I haven't heard from them.
Yeah, and it's... Because at the start of the season, it all went very quiet about that. Rodgers comes out and goes, this club isn't what it once was. And I mean, for that statement alone, probably should have been sacked.
Because bearing in mind, you know, nothing of significance has happened.
No. So,
well, not that anyone has told us.
No.
So he knows that something's changed significantly. But, you know, the ownership have never said anything. And, look, Jordan, when you say, like, you know, pound for pound, we're the most entertaining.
Pound for pound. Yeah,
like, we are. Well, like, we are. You know, I think the only other team... that can rival it in terms of, like, trophies and leagues and waves is Man City. But theirs is completely manufactured.
That's boring now.
Exactly. It's completely manufactured. But Rick, going what you said about, you know, not being able to kind of like forgive the football club. Because people say, cause again, I keep seeing this all the time. People saying, "Oh, but you've had an amazing 10 years." Like, yeah, we have, but that doesn't mean that I'm okay with relegation. It makes it worse.
Yeah, it does.
It makes it worse because, like, with the success that we've got, what as a byproduct of that in football is that we get fuckloads more money.
Yeah.
So beforehand, those successes that we had were miracles and
They were one-offs, weren't they? Yeah, they were outliers
because the club had been really well run. Now there's literally a tapping. It's an open goal to challenge the top six,
and we've nutmegged ourselves.
Yeah, and we've literally,
haven't we? Nutmegged ourselves, and then backheeled it in the net,
and then stubbed our toe.
Yeah, and then stubbed our toe, and then snuffed it somehow. Died off a snubbed toe.
But that's the thing. I say it's worse.
Yeah,
it's worse. It doesn't make things better. It doesn't make it easier being relegated. It makes it worse.
It does,
because it's been, say, everywhere you read now, you know, it's completely self-inflicted, and that's the phrase, isn't it? It's a completely self-inflicted
relegation. We've gone down.
Yeah.
In the first year, we've done really badly. I said last week...
Everton. They've been dodging for fucking 3 years.
Where's our get-out-of-jail-free card? Like I said, where's our get-out-of-relegation-free card last week on the pod? Okay, that just shows we've got no bottle, maybe, or backbone or whatever. We've had bottle before. Where's it gone? I don't know. But, again, it just adds to the mystique of Leicester. But that doesn't mean it's right, because I think people can say that as a statement. That's Leicester.
Yeah.
And then you accept it. But it's not, is it? Because that winds me up.
It shouldn't be.
Because if the ownership, still their ambition is, still nothing changes. Hmm. Well, it does, though, doesn't it? Because you've 9 years we've done what we've done, and we've still not been able to sustain ourselves as a Premier League club. In my eyes, it's like, what's the fucking point?
I've said this before. And, you know, I was getting stick yesterday off Everton fans, off Forest fans.
You talk to everyone, don't you?
He's in an alphabet of them.
Like, follow England away.
Just indulge yourself.
That's what a stag do every other weekend.
I'm going to get another tin.
You know, yeah, it's sad. Looks honky.
Little Audi pear cider.
I think it's sad, you know, not because it's our club. Aside from that, I think if you look at the broader scheme of football, and I've said this before, you've got the big six who have basically, you know, Man City have never had anyone come along and say, we want him, we want him, we want him. They can just sell on their own terms. And it's the same pretty much for those five or six clubs, and now Newcastle. Not worth talking about Newcastle, that's one for a different day. But we've come up 9 years ago, and we've lived the fucking dream. Won the league, I've said before, again, I don't think our fans realise what we've actually done.
No, I don't.
We've won the league, we've won the cup. People still moan about Brendan, or I moan about some of the fucking players. They've won the cup. Mm. If you'd have said this 3 or 4 years ago, when we had won the league, people going, I really want the cup, we want the cup, we want the cup. We've done that. We've played in the Champions League, the Europa League, the Conference League. This club has spent most of its existence outside the top division. It's played in Europe maybe 6 or 7 times. Three or four of them have been in the last few years. And I'm getting Forest fans giving me stick that we've gone down, which I can accept. But your team are taking a team photo outside of your away end at Crystal Palace.
Don't rise to it, mate.
I'm not rising to it, but you've got no silver pans and pots. No silver pans and pots there. We save our team photos when there's pans and pots in front of it.
Can I just say, though, if you're a Forest fan and you've watched us for the last however many years,
this is my point.
We're fucking irritated.
Of course we are.
I was going to say, you're going to celebrate, but the best thing you've seen in your life is us
finishing
going
16th
down.
And a big photo at Crystal Palace away when you've drawn 1-1.
And you spent 160
not a nice
million.
Not myself a photo taken.
No, it's a shit away end. Well, it's a good away end, but shit off.
Yeah.
But you spent £160 million to finish 16th. So my point in broader point is, what is your achievement now? So you're Forest. And I'll come on to Brighton, but their achievement is to do what we've done.
Yeah,
because they want to challenge. And the only way to challenge is to do what we've done. You end up paying a bunch of who don't want to be there. That's what happens.
Yeah,
and sadly for us, we've gone down, and Brighton will do the same. They'll buy someone for cheap and sell him for fucking 60 million. And then they'll bring in someone who's half as good for 50 million and they're paying 100 grand a week, and they'll be fucked. And that's what we've done.
Do you not think a load of clubs will get conned by our players though? And probably spend maybe not as much money as we would like. But like Ndidi today is linked with Napoli.
Yeah, get him.
Ndidi is nowhere near the same player as he was, right? Like,
we've had a reputation.
Yeah, I mean, that,
good player. That, no, he is, but you know,
he's all right.
But the point is that
Union.
Jordan, yeah, we've just been relegated, yeah, right? So
it's so worth half, yeah, of what he used
so
to.
So people like Ndidi, Castagna, Soyuncu, Tielemans, these players have played 90% of the season. And they're going to go Napoli, Atletico Madrid, Roma, Arsenal.
That's what stings.
Do you know what I mean? So
Amati's going to AC Milan.
Exactly. So well, either something stinks at our football club,
or you do what?
You mean, because they're obviously good players.
The only positive,
but are they? Is my question anymore?
Yeah, I think
they've got to be because we've won the cup.
But some of them, I reckon, have gone.
I think
Ndidi, yeah, they may never come back. Ndidi might never come back.
I think Ndidi stinks now.
I think he does. I don't think he'll come back.
I think Tielemans stinks now. I think Tielemans had
possibly
12 to 18 months for us where he was good, mm-hmm, and the rest of a lot of the other time indifferent. Can't
have
run.
We broken them though? We have
probably broken them. But I mean, they've played a lot of golf by the sounds of it. So,
but that's where I'm blaming the board, because what we were good at was, and it's not sustainable at any level. It's not sustainable at any level. It's signing players for cheap as chips, selling them for loads, and expecting to replace them with a player half the value. It just doesn't work. Like Southampton have gone down, we've gone down. But it's
hard to sustain.
Leeds did it. Leeds sell Rafinha and Phillips to try and replace
that. That's not why we failed, though.
No, yeah,
the reason why we failed was because we stopped doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
We started giving them contracts. So actually, we should have stuck with that market.
We should have. It, as bad as it sounds, and people won't like to accept it, but you have to accept where you are as a football club,
yeah,
and what revenue you make and what you can pay. When we won the cup, we should have sold Yuri Tielemans.
Yeah.
Because his value was so high.
Yeah.
We should have sold him. And we should have sold Maddison last year, and now we're going to sell them for half what they're not saying half what they're worth, half what they were worth at one point.
The
in
recruitment
time.
Conveyor belt completely slowed down. We stopped signing players. Yeah. We stopped signing young players for a million or two. You know, you're gonna sign 10 of them, and only one turns out. Brighton do it now, and you know how much I hate Brighton, but. Now you got a begrudging.
Well, Caicedo, they bought to replace Bissouma.
Yeah, you've got to just keep doing it because you'll get more hits.
It's
you're
like
not going to hit everyone.
It's like when Maguire left, or was going to leave. They signed Soyuncu, yeah, and they signed Benkovic, yeah, yes, so they were already there.
One hit.
You can then sell a player, and you're not as desperate to sell that player. Mm-hmm. We suddenly became really desperate to sell all our players last summer, and didn't have anyone to replace
them. They got Soyuncu, and then thought, if he's not good, we've got Benkovic in the bank.
Yeah.
And so it turned out that Benkovic obviously went up.
And we still get a load of money for Maguire, so you need to buy again.
You've got loads
can.
Of money.
Yeah.
Same with Fofana.
But what
you
have
to
me off?
You have to strike while the iron's hot. When those players are at their market value, the highest market value, sell them.
But what winds me up as well is we got a reputation. Clubs stop scouting. They just come and sign Leicester players. So we actually, if we did our due diligence, which we used to do, we'd sell a player that we could get rid of. Like Maguire, okay, was brilliant, but we knew that he was not going to be that good for us any longer because you could already see that second season after the World Cup, he wasn't as good as the first for us. And we knew we'd already got something. So now it might not have happened with him, but we had that. We've the ones that have got lazy. They're lazy. They were just coming. They'll come and buy it and pay 50, 60 million. And we'll still, as you say, Ndidi will go Napoli. Castagna will go Inter. Samari will still get. There are loads of them will get a move and we'll get all our money for them because they're like, well, Leicester.
I think that's our saving grace, though. That's the bit that makes me feel as positive, because sides that go down and stink the place out are the ones that have loads of players that no one wants because their reputation is completely in the gutter.
Like Swansea, and then you got like Andre Ayew, they can't
Joe Allen,
over it.
Joe Allen on like 80 grand a week or whatever he's on. I think we might get away with that, providing that many people haven't. Like, hopefully, people haven't watched us as closely as we have this year. So we might get away with that. And that actually then gives you an opportunity to completely.
I
mean, Danny Ward and Vestergaard will still be there.
Yep.
Oh, good.
I mean, congratulations to Alex Smithies on being player of the season, by the way.
That's sensational. Is that true? Is that real?
So, not 100% sure, but...
good work, though.
But again, we spoke about this. It's just another complete own goal from the football club of obviously realising that, let's not publicise this by putting it on social media, but they just put it on the website, end of season awards, and they put every single player...
put Hamza Chowdhury on there. He's not even out of the club.
Every single player you could vote for, and even worse, you could vote for a player more than once. Fucking brainless. So, considering we're really crap, everyone, you know, I led this, voted for Alex Smithies.
You voted for 100,000 times.
I'll answer. I did it as many times.
Madison,
until I got bored.
How many times did you do it?
Until I got bored. Until I got bored. And I know loads of other people did the same thing. But it's the club's own fault. Why would you do that? You know, when you've been relegated, I understand that you've still, at the end of the season, got to have a player of the year. Right? You've got to. Because you can't...
Well, I'm not sure you have.
No, you do, because it would be on some board somewhere of... You know, and then why haven't you got...
Just put fuck you.
Because we were shit. But you can't put, we were shit. Like, there still needs to be someone.
You can.
Play the season. Shit.
Do you know what I mean? You've got to do one. But the club should have had the foresight of, A, just letting you vote for people who've actually played. And then also, like, well, I mean, the smart thing to do was pick, like, five players who haven't been absolutely awful, and then you can just vote for one.
Yeah, like, narrow the field. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So people, like, it's just
who
so
are you five, mate?
Should we
do our fives?
No, but I had this thought earlier, right?
So you've got... Lewis Brum.
Yeah. Right, but serious five is Maddison and Barnes. The only two who actually... It's the only two.
Yeah.
And then I would go at an absolute push because they've played a certain amount of games and they've not been awful.
Yeah.
Is Castagna... Ian Acho and Fez. But that's me an absolute.
Yeah, can even does Everson count?
It's one or two. But you know, Ian Acho had some good games and has played a lot. Who else?
Love seeing him.
Calm down.
He has had some good games. Who else has played enough and had some good games that you could include them in a five? Tielemans hasn't had.
No. Crap.
Evans hasn't.
Crap.
Suter hasn't had enough games. Everson hasn't had enough games.
No, you're right.
Thomas hasn't. Christensen hasn't. Vardy has only scored, three goals?
Ricardo
even though
hasn't.
Do you know what I mean? You've literally got five players, but the reality is it's two.
It's so bad, isn't
it? And even one of them, Barnes, has come in for a load of criticism.
But they've
Now everyone hates Madison at the end. It's who do you vote for?
I mean, they've got 35 goal contributions between them and we've still gone down.
That sounds
we scored the most goals in the...
It is, mate.
Most goals in the bottom half or something, haven't we?
We scored more goals than Man United. I think in the end they ended up because they scored four against Chelsea, might have overtaken. We were very similar in terms of goals scored than Newcastle, Man United. I think we scored more than Villa, you know, and we
get in. Yes.
We scored, I think it's the most goals scored by a team that's been relegated in like 13 years, something like that.
Well, from when we went down in 2003, 2004, when
we didn't score that many goals then.
Ferdinand and Dickoff all got 10 plus goals.
That'd have been brilliant if we broke our own record.
Own record. That's what we do.
Muzzy got like 15 assists that
break
season.
Break our own records.
Don't fancy that.
It's Muzzy's assist record, wasn't it, that season as well?
Yeah.
My dad said earlier we have now got the record for the most relegations in English
football. Joint. Yeah.
But,
that's
a bit like in Test cricket. I think like Mike Atherton had the record for like most ducks. You have to be like quite a good player to have the opportunity to get a lot of ducks. So... I don't think we should be ashamed of that record. I think Anderson's overtaken it.
But if we win the league next season, we have got the most second division titles because we're level with Man City, I think 7 or 8.
Right.
So if we win the league next season, another record for the boys.
Yeah. A few things I want to talk about from yesterday.
We talk about goal music.
Can do.
I just think it's embarrassing. Can we stop doing it, please? Like, West Ham, we're taking the piss out of us in the second half.
I don't mind it.
Oh, no.
I don't mind it.
It's crap.
No, I've always been a bit on the fence, but actually, it was laughable yesterday. Like West Ham were taking the piss out of us, which I don't get too wound up because I don't speak to that many West Ham fans.
Jordan
phones
Ray
them all.
Winston
phones them all after a game. But
taking over Southampton.
I just thought like it just wasn't the time for it yesterday, was it? I mean, Fez's goal's gone in, and everyone's just gone.
Well, I didn't get
Everton. Everton are winning.
Yeah. I stay seated.
Yeah.
When Fez scored yesterday, but now what's gonna? I mean, interesting. Going to be about the atmosphere at the King Power yesterday. So, yesterday Everton survived. Right, did the same thing last season. I mentioned this already, George, to you.
Yeah.
Everton fans are on the pitch celebrating. Do you think if we'd stayed up yesterday, we would have gone on the pitch?
No.
Some of the dickheads would have.
Do you think?
I think
single one.
The vibe in the stadium was like we actually.
We won the Premier League and we didn't even have a pitch invasion.
We were 100% behind him yesterday. We were, you know, and you could sense it in the fact that people were pretend celebrating Bournemouth goals, but the moment somebody did that, everyone's looking around, turning around, looking in the boxes, looking for a screen for confirmation. Like, everyone gave a shit. They wanted to stay up.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was anywhere near at that level that if we'd stayed up, we would be on the pitch. I don't think so. But I think I like that. I wouldn't want to be on the pitch.
My dad said this to me this morning. Our fans are very nice.
Mm.
Like, we...
Do not realise that, though? Because I feel like they don't
realise it. They love it. That's what they want.
I think we're... Maybe it's about being from Leicester. I don't know. Like, very middle of the road. Never get too, like, over the top excited. And never get too down about stuff. And I like being balanced and being measured. But at the same time, I think that I'm not going to write offensive messages to people or swear at people. But we could make it a little bit more intimidating.
Mm. And it was when we won the league. We were in the Champions League. The place was absolutely bouncing. And then, you know... I'm not going to slag anyone off for how they react to relegation, but you can't be clapping them off, really.
Nah.
It's basic economics, isn't it? If you've got the 7th highest wage bill in the country and you finish 18th, why are you clapping that off? And people go, well, we're clapping off for the last 7 years we had. Well, yeah, but how many of them fucking played?
You clapped them off every year in them 7 years.
Yeah.
You don't then do a retrospective clap as well, like, here's a cumulative clap for them 7 years. Bollocks, they've had the claps. You don't need another fucking clap. You can tell someone when they've been a twat and they're shit. You can. And you can separate the two. They've had the adulation. Doesn't mean you're ungrateful when you told them it's not good enough. That's our problem. We're trapped in all of this.
If you take your plaudits, you have to take the criticism.
Of course, you've got to take both sides of it.
Yeah.
You can't stand there and go, take all the praise, and then as soon as someone gives you a hard time. I think some of our players have been a bit like that.
Of course they have.
I think they've all got a bit carried away last year and thought, oh, fuck, we're brilliant.
Well, they've had the smart
and then as soon as it goes a bit wrong, you've got Madison's tweet just ages worse by the week. You'll be telling your grandkids about that story in like 4 years.
That's like that Michael Fish or whatever, John Kettle going when that storm in 86, 87, when the old country was on its knees afterwards. James Madison, 2023.
That now defines his legacy at Leicester. Yeah. Like, it will define him forever.
That and that horrible rucksack that he turned up to that he paid about $20,000 to. That's the man.
We were saying
a few fancy turns in the middle.
I was saying on the train, it's mental because he won the FA Cup. He's got a tattoo of the FA Cup.
But he came on for 20 minutes.
He was on the bench.
But he won the cup. He came on for 20 minutes. He had a house party
about
4 weeks beforehand, which almost blew up our season, if you remember.
Well, he did, because of what happened against West Ham.
He got dropped in the FA Cup final, and people forget this. Because he was
when he came on.
We lost at West Ham the week after, which I was absolutely furious about. And then he comes on for 20 minutes, did nothing in the cup final of any note, did the same in the semi-final, and then he's got a tattoo of...
Mm.
I mean, pick your moments. I mean, I'm sure he's got a tattoo of him playing at the World Cup.
Yeah. he has won the FA Cup.
But yeah, in the same way Danny Ward's won the World
Cup. Nine of the players have won the FA Cup and their legacy is going to be not the trophy, it's going down. I mean, all I'm saying, I like Madison, good player.
Yeah, sorry.
The man cuts holes in his socks.
He turns up, he's got new kit,
by the way, the nicest letter kit I've ever seen, that one.
Bit Portsmouth for me.
That's what you
told me for me.
It's a bit Portsmouth Canterbury.
I don't mind it.
Oh, we're going down. I better cut holes in the back of my sock because the pressure on my calves.
But also, no disrespect. I haven't got huge. I can't talk about my calves. He's not got big calves.
Exactly. No.
He's not Jack Grealish.
I'll name three players who cut holes in the socks and they're all.
Second edit.
Conor Gallagher.
Yeah.
James Madison. Carl Walker. You don't need to cut holes in your socks.
What's it for? What's the theory?
You get a sports scientist to tell me what it's for.
Well, if you've got a tattoo on your leg, though, you just get,
true. Yeah, true, so you can spot it. But I've got World in Motion on mine, but I'd do that. I'd have my shorts up here.
Like 70s style shorts.
Fucking hell. I want to talk about Bukari Samara as well.
I don't.
I'm
not going to wait for my breath on him.
I know we've already...
How did he stay on the pitch yesterday for that long?
And this is the thing. The reason why I want to do it is because I really hope we're running out of time so we can actually talk about him.
Because you think it's the end for him. This is the end.
Well, for as long as he's here, I want to keep banging this drum. I'm just baffled by what anyone saw by him. And the more you think of, like, Lille at the time when he signed, right, I think they've just seen the fact that, Lille won the league. He's a physical specimen, and he was, like, 20-21. So they thought, must be good, what do you want? And didn't actually watch him play. Because even
Jeffrey
everyone...
Jeffrey Schlupp, like what Palace probably did with us.
I mean, Jeffrey Schlupp's a better centre midfielder than Super
True.
I'd rather Schlupp.
Yeah, I would now.
And I know that that people have struggled. He is.
I'm not sure I'd rather Schlupp, but
the man who didn't realise we'd stayed up away at Sunderland when they were all hugging. But
no, the best bit about Schlupp was in that first game against Everton when he absolutely burns the bloke.
I was about 11 rows from the top, just beyond that, and it skimmed my head. Honestly,
it's the worst shot you've ever seen.
But just like on Sumare, right? It's like. It's. I think, and I know Jordan, you said a few weeks ago that you think, like, for pound, like one of the worst.
I think he's the worst player that's ever played for the football club.
And I think it's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah. But it cost 30 million quid.
But that's the point.
It was like 20.
17.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Well,
it
was close 20. And
fucking
and
waste the money.
But he's also on a massive contract as well. I don't know exactly how much, but lots.
We won't get rid of him. He'll be here next year.
He could
year.
Stay.
Well, we're hoping that
I reckon
he's got
he might be
alright
in the Championship.
No,
he won't, because he can't run.
Yeah.
He can run.
No, but only,
he chooses when he runs.
Only, get him on exactly. Strava. Let's see his 10K.
And this was the thing.
It'd
I was
be worse than
him.
Me.
I was watching him yesterday. Again, I do this lots with certain players. And I find myself just watching somebody for 5-10 minutes. I did Dennis Pratt the other week at Fulham. I did Bukayo Saka yesterday. No, but honestly,
Dennis Pratt just fell over in those 10 minutes.
I can hear Bukayo Saka's brain, like, when he's on the pitch. And, like, say for instance, Jack, you're the midfielder, you know, for West Ham yesterday, and Saka is the closest man to him. His brain goes, I suppose it's me then, innit? And he'll walk over. And then, like, 2 minutes later, there'll be someone else. And he's like, what, me again? And that's his brain. Like, he don't... Like, oh, fucking hell, I ran last time.
Oh,
like,
is that my man?
No, but it is. Like, he has no spatial awareness of where on earth he has to be. And he knows, I think, other times, and he just can't be bothered. You know, but the point is to say he can run, because every now and again he gets the ball, and he does something.
Remember Moscow, he ran like 50 yards with the ball and looked unbelievable.
But him and Tielemans as a duo, the least dynamic duo of all time, the pair can't move, and I'm just confused what Dean Smith has seen in training, because, like, he must be doing something when you've got Mendy on the bench. Dewsbury Hall's on the bench for weeks. I know he played yesterday. But what is Sumare doing in training, which Dean Smith is, A, thinking he needs to keep playing, and then what's he seeing on a match day which thinks he then warrants to keep his place? I think he's awful.
What is also Dean Smith seeing to play Mendy as an eight when he brings him on? They're like, that's really bizarre.
I just don't get him.
I mean, Tiedemann is really slow. I tried to defend him. He looks like he should be a good footballer, but he's just not got a brain in there, I don't think. So I think that's the problem.
It goes,
I mean,
that
slow. He's good on the ball, like, his close control's decent, but anything that requires him not with the ball at his feet, he can't do. He doesn't do anything.
No, he's shot.
I know it sounds harsh, but when I'm talking about, you know, his brain thinking, right, I'll go on then, I'll do that. Oh, me again. Oh, I've had enough of running today. I read some article ages ago about, you know, his personality and his character, apparently he's a bit of an introvert. I'm not that convinced he is. I just don't think his football and life IQ is just that high. And again, I'm aware that's harsh, but I just watch him. And I don't think he knows what he is as a footballer. And I don't think he really wants to be a footballer. I just don't think he cares. Or maybe he just absolutely hates playing for Leicester. I'm not sure which one it is. But I really hope that is the last we see of him. And I hope that we can recoup some kind of money for him.
He's one that'll go on loan to France for a year or something, I reckon.
But he nearly got moved to Palace last summer.
Well, look, wasn't he?
Yeah, Rodgers changed his mind,
didn't
he?
They blocked it last minute.
Monaco had a £15 million bid on the table and we mulled it over and rejected it. Now, maybe it would have been in instalments and all sorts, but we supposedly paid £17 million for him. We nearly got our money back for a player who went back to France for personal reasons 3/4 of the way through last season. So something wasn't right, whether that's he didn't want to be here or he genuinely just had some issues. But it became clear his career at Leicester had never taken off and we needed to sell players.
Yeah.
And yet that bid, whether we deliberated over it too long or whatever, but then it fell apart and then suddenly Rodgers, it did. It's apparently Rodgers said he wanted to keep him. I presume that fell apart and then Rodgers saved face, like he did with Pratt. You know, I'll... I'll give Brendan a load of stick, but I won't. He wouldn't have turned around and said to Rookin, don't sell Samari. Not when he wanted a load. He wanted new players and he had to sell.
Yeah, but
Rodgers wouldn't have done that.
But what if they turned around and said, you've got no money, and if we move these players on, you can't replace them?
True, yeah, maybe. And yeah, but then Rodgers would be right in a way of saying that, because he can't. You can't have. That's horrendous, isn't it? You can't say you're not allowed any players, but we can sell someone with your track record with injuring players. But he went through the Falklands Isles.
Islands.
Whatever.
It's that Taurus, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, it's gone right to my head. I'm going to get another one in a minute.
But I mean, if we're not on the point, but on the point of Rodgers.
Right.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Right. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, direct this at Rick.
Brendan delivered the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And 2 5th place finishes.
Yeah.
You can argue we bottled it. Well, we shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't finish top four when we should have. That would have changed the course of the football club.
Possibly.
But.
I'm not convinced that would be the be all and end all with us, because
no,
we were already. The decision making would. Not go down, but I don't think we would have sustained it, because the decision making's.
But with Rodgers. So what you were saying about Samari and Pratt,
yeah.
Rodgers ain't saying to Rookin, don't sell. I don't think Rodgers even having a fucking conversation at that point. Rodgers, what happened there, I think he's ended up getting backed into a corner where his only option, he felt, was his only option, was to go public.
And that's what he did at Celtic. That's what he did at Liverpool.
He's done it a couple of times.
And people do say, yeah, Brand Brodge, whatever, and, you know, look after himself. But all managers do this.
Of course
they
do.
Sam Allardyce has been doing this about Leeds recently.
But he had a lot of power at Leicester, so how has the power been snatched away from him? Because he didn't deliver on certain things.
Probably had too much, and then it was wrestled away from him.
Things he didn't deliver on.
If the board and the man, and your, if you're the board and your employee isn't on the same hymn sheet, you sack them.
Yeah, I agree. The club was stupid. That was not Brendan's fault.
Or, you say, actually, he knows what he's doing. He actually knows what he's doing, which he does. Because, like I said, we're going down. Yeah. We're on about fucking Ipswich Town managers now. And Middlesbrough managers.
Stop pointing at me when you say that.
Kieran McKenna, he did suggest him, and I agreed with him.
Rodgers is probably, arguably, the best manager we've ever had.
Yeah.
And he knows what he's doing, right?
You are right.
He knows what he's doing. But
he's
my point is,
that's that.
If he's, so if I employ him and he's slagging me off, I sack him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you actually say,
or you back him.
Well, he knows what he's doing.
Back
give him some money to refresh the team. And I actually think from what I've been told, after the Palace game, he went into the boardroom and said, "I've had enough of this."
Yeah,
because he doesn't want the relegation on his CV. But he'd have picked up more points than Dean Smith.
I'm not so sure he would, because look at the average return. He got 9 points from 8 games, and what did Rodgers get over 28 games?
Out of 30
so,
or something.
No. It would. I think it would have been similar. I don't think. I said we wouldn't get another point under Rodgers. We would have done. But I don't think we would have got much more than 9. We wouldn't have done.
The point you made, though, about.
But he was right about, in terms of. He'd have fucked Samari off, and he'd have got rid of Pratt. And he said, this team needs a refresh. And he was absolutely bang on.
Yeah. Well, apparently he was stunned to see Mendy and Perez turned back up for pre-season training. But it's the lack of ruthlessness, right? If we finished 8th last season and European football was what we should have got, you should have gone in.
Yeah.
Like that. And if he's slagging... I mean, he's taking the piss out of the club a lot of the time in what he said.
Sorry, just
he should have been... he should have been sacked. And he was allowed to get away with loads, and that's what I think mentality wise that dragged the players down in the end into the confidence was just on the floor. They're either getting away with a lot or
and that is on Rodgers, and this is the thing, like with Jordan, right? And obviously we know you're pro Rodgers, and but loads of what you say is right. That is directed towards you.
I don't disagree. Well, I know what you're going to say.
What?
What you said there, like, he started slagging players off in public, so they're not going to play for him.
Yeah.
And the standards start dropping.
But I'm Jordan, I'm going even before that point, right? You know, we talk about... getting another tin. we talk about the fact that, you know, Ndidi, all these players, and I can literally go from all of them, of how far they've regressed. Now, we can talk about how bad Sumari is and this, that and the other. But then you can talk about, you know, the first 2 years. But it was at that point where he got that contract, and clearly within that the negotiations was he had more control of the club. And it is clear from that point, things started going downhill. When he started recruiting his own men, you know, whoever was doing recruitment, whoever was looking after injuries, it started going downhill. That's on Brendan Rodgers. All these players that won the FA Cup that then started going backwards, Brendan Rodgers is the manager. If he can no longer motivate them, yeah, of course players need to take a certain degree of responsibility, but that's still on Brendan Rodgers. Yes, he should have got more back in. Yes, he should have got sacked sooner for all of these things, but it just you still need to recognise to that point how the role that Rodgers played in that. You know, and then the club allowed that to carry on for another 18 months.
And that it's on the board. And we need a fucking proper director of football.
Yeah, we do. For me, with Brett, I'd like to say something about Brendan. So, I've got a reputation of absolutely hating the man, and I don't. Again, it comes back to the Leicester.
Can I just stop you here? Because you said before the Newcastle game last year, I hope we lose today because I don't want the Herbert here next week.
Herbert. Yeah, but that's emotional man, irrational.
And also, the one time I had to seriously edit you out of a podcast was when you did the analogy of.
But that came out wrong. That wasn't that. I didn't mean.
And you called Jack Harrison a Norris.
Well, yeah. Well, no, that's true. Though. I mean, I stand by that. Even though he would have done damn so better than Tata, he probably would have stayed up. But Brendan, again, the reason why I give him stick is the same reason why I probably give the ownership stick is he delivered. You know, even before he came to Leicester, and he was arguably that season at Liverpool, before Liverpool then have done what they've done under Klopp, that was one of the most entertaining seasons in the Premier League history. I'll give him a lot of credit for that. He knows what he's doing, but he's got a lot of limitations, and the limitations come out the longer he's at a club. He inherits clubs, and what he's good at is he comes in, he obviously knows the game well, he can coach well, and the players will respond to what he says to a degree.
Yeah.
But like anything, after a long time, you'll listen to that, and the overwhelming thing will be, shut up. You've never played the game, you have, until you retired at about 12. And you just get irritated. But with him, everything's about him. He will just look after himself.
Sorry, in the background.
Oh, the horses. Oh,
the scenery here is amazing. There's three horses just walking past.
But like you've said a few times, everything he said's bang on. When he said that we needed a rebuild at Forest, yeah, he's right in that. But that's like me setting fire to my house and then ringing the fire brigade and saying my house is on fire. Then they come round and they struggle to put it out. He was right, you know, his house was on fire. He don't get any credit for that. He gets no credit for that. In fact, if anything, he should have shut up. Because then, since then, diabolical.
But that's my point. You either accept the constraints that you're working under, like Lopetegui at Wolves.
Yeah.
He's going to fuck off.
Probably.
Because Wolves are going on.
Because he looks nuts, doesn't he?
Oh, then, apparently their bench, a lot of like the teams they've played, the other bench has said, these lot are fucking horrible.
Yeah.
But Lopetegui has said, well, he's come out and said, well, Wolves are going on about FFP and they can't spend any money, so I'm off. Which is what Rodgers effectively should have done.
But then would you when you're on 10 mil?
No chance.
And I don't blame him for
that. On the point of FFP, and it's interesting hearing the stuff about Wolves. I mean, the top six have got exactly what they want now.
Of course they
have. Forest are going to have problems this summer in spending them, rightly so, because they've spent money like it's going out of fashion. But I think a lot of clubs are going to face challenges like we did.
I think they've thrown
around a lot of big contracts. And actually, that might be the thing that means that we can't shift players very easily.
I think
easily.
The top six should give us 25 million each as a levy for.
Well, I mean, you know,
it's our fault.
Yeah,
it's our fault for winning the league.
Yeah, but they should all pay us 25 million each because they've restored order from us doing what we've done. And then
once happened, they've said we cannot allow this happen again. And was it you, Jack, who was saying that Newcastle are kind of accepted with the top six because you need so many votes?
Yeah, they get seven.
Because you need 14. Is
14, you can sort of reject anything. Yeah. So if you get seven,
yeah, and yeah. We always voted against the top six.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we voted against the pay-per-view.
Didn't we start toadying up to them a little bit on a few things though? I'm sure we did.
The story's about us going quiet on one or two.
Yeah, I thought we were thinking we were in with them.
Anyway. Newcastle have voted with them.
Yeah, so they will, and Forest will vote with them as well. Apparently,
of course they will. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean that'll be interesting in terms of the Premier League in the next few years. I mean, it's why I won't miss it, because I think it's full of twats.
Yeah, but I only won't miss it if we come back, because you're not telling me that you're going to enjoy 5 years in the Championship now, because the best 5 years in the Championship would be you've got a challenge each year, but then the heartbreak.
You have.
What hurt more, right? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Or Troy Deeney scoring?
Troy Deeney.
Big Troy. Okay, yeah. But that's because, why did it hurt more?
Because I had more hope then.
It meant more.
Yeah, but...
I feel like I've entered a coaching session here.
No, but so that... If you want to be in the Championship for 5 years so you ain't coming back up to the Premier League, but then what? So you either don't want to challenge for promotion.
No, you want to get back up, don't you? But then I have mixed emotions about staying up.
Well, no, I think what you're doing is you're convincing yourself that it's not that bad to go down, because the Premier League's got lots of things that irritate you about it. But like George says, the Championship shit.
It is shit.
I hate the badges. I hate the numbers and letters on the shirts. That winds me up. I'd rather go down to... Do they have them in the conference? Because I'd rather be in there than that.
That new kit is going to look so beautiful.
What with them bloody...
Championship numbers on the back.
With Sylvan Ebanks Blake 49 on the back, or whoever twat will get.
Is he still playing? He could have been a who are you? Well, he don't play for us.
Well, weirdly, if you see it on my phone right now, I was trying to find
looking
one.
At who are you?
But I'll mention it now. Patrick Gerbrand.
Yeah.
Does anyone remember him?
Yeah.
He doesn't exist on the internet.
Swedish. He played away at Derby when Ryan Smith made his debut. Hume.
Patrick Gerbrand does not exist on the internet.
He does. You spell it
double R. Not that that makes any difference. So Leicester City.
Here's a good one.
Great Poddy. On.
If we go up next season.
Yeah.
As champions.
Yeah.
Or as playoff winners, because he don't want to finish second.
No, champions. Not playoffs for me.
Is he not?
He doesn't exist on the internet. He hasn't got a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Is that an achievement?
What, if we come up next season?
Yeah.
Massive achievement, and I'll tell you what.
You'll be well happy
with that. Well, of course I'll be happy, because we're back to a base level that this...
We should have been at. We should go up.
Well,
but it's an achievement. The reason why it's an achievement is, well, I know what you're trying to say here, because then you could say staying up yesterday was an achievement.
But then basically what you're saying, if that's not an achievement, then we literally cannot celebrate anything in our future Leicester City lives. Unless we win the FA Cup again.
Well, we're unique. We've completed the set.
It's only going to get harder.
Or League Two.
So I'm looking forward to you next season.
Or the Anglo-Italian.
What's mascot
Anglo-Italian? West Brom. Carlingstown won't even open. 3,000. Tell me picture taking Richard
Italian
Smith.
I remember Anglo-Italian Cup, and I was chatting to someone, and I was thinking, have I made this up? I remember Port Vale played Genoa at Wembley, right, in the Anglo-Italian Cup, and I was thinking, I think I'm making this up.
Like Robbie Williams.
And I googled it, and it came up. Port Vale v Genoa at Wembley. Bring it back.
Well, this could be our neck of the woods.
Sampdoria, down. Leicester v Samp.
Have they gone down?
Yeah,
they're down.
Genoa up,
yeah.
But aren't Sampdoria owned by the same people as Leeds?
No, he's trying to buy them.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Leicester v Samp at Wembley. Yes, please.
Yeah, that'd be you.
Where are we going now on the pod?
quickly, so I do want to talk about John Rodkin. Yeah, but before...
Come to me.
No, but are we going to do Who Are
You? Is that Who Are You?
Yeah. I'm a really... No.
Why don't we do Who Are You and who's been involved in football that's actually on our board? Because there ain't one.
No. Are we going to do Who Are You?
Yeah? What do you want to do first?
I want to talk about John Rodkin first. But are we going to do Who Are You? And if so...
Well, we've got
to. Right, is it me? So, do I need to carry on Googling someone?
Let's do Who Are You.
Right, and Ric Flair, John Rodkin, go. Yesterday, because I doubt you've seen this, when Leicester score, there's cameras pan over to the box, top celebrating, high-fiving the fans. You can see
it means.
John Rodkin sat like this, did not even move a little bit. And at the end, there were a few Rodkin chants, but... Jack, I sent this to you yesterday. I can't understand why there hasn't been more all season. Yeah. But even at the end of the game yesterday, we've just been relegated. Yeah, you can blame the players. Yeah, you can blame Brendan Rodgers. But a huge part of this, which everyone is aware of, is the running of the club, whether it's Rudkin, whether it's Top, whoever. But where I'm sat, I can't hear anything. And I just feel that they almost feel like they've got away with it.
I think the secret...
I think he's just going to sit there and do nothing. And him and Susan Whelan are going to do this review. And at the end of it, nothing's going to change.
Yeah. Right, let me think about what I'm going to say here. He's the director of football of a club that has nosedived into the Championship. So, let's take the name aside. The director of football, with what's gone on there, huge failure. The contract situation, massive failure. The failure to sell fringe players last season, when we were told we had to sell players before we could sign anyone, massive failure. The news that whenever we are in complex negotiations, we're selling Maguire with Fofana, that Susan Whelan is usually the one that
steps in
and gets things over the line. There's so much there that you would say, well, measure it on performance, then there's an argument it should have gone a long time ago.
And I think the difference as well with this situation is usually when a football club is gone to shit, people are looking for scapegoats.
Yeah, let's find one. Let's find one.
But usually what happens is the manager gets sacked.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing they can alter and change right now. But this is the first time in a long, long time. I mean, actually, Leeds and Victor Orta, because he's now paid the price for shit.
Forest did the exact. Forest is like their director of football.
But it's so...
Man United sort of with Woodward.
Yeah, exactly. He was Edward was clearly not very good at running the football club.
He was chief exec.
But he was not very good at running the football club. It's clear that the situation with the contracts and the recruitment, this is the footballing elements, which isn't down to the manager. It's clearly John Rudkin. But I just feel like he's not going to lose his job. And, you know, there will always be part of me that feels a little bit bad when I'm, you know, shouting for somebody to lose their job. And imagine if that was someone I knew.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But the reality is, in the world of football, you can see that John Rudkin has overseen the biggest, worst relegation in Premier League history.
Yeah.
And it's on him. It is.
I come back to the fact that, you know, the King Power are ruthless business men and women. You know, if a business was failing, it wouldn't necessarily be one person that got the sack. One man's gone. Brendan went. It wasn't all on him, and I can say that. It wasn't on him, because they're going to do the root cause analysis. They're not going to say it was all on Brendan. If they do, then that's incredible. So where are they going to point the finger? And if it's the two people that have culminated in a large part of the failure, it's going to be fascinating, because they're going to blame one another, aren't they?
Well, they're doing a review.
Yeah.
But who's doing a review on them?
Well, this is it.
It should be Top, and that's where I wanted to come back round to, is that you talk about King Power.
Change his name to Bottom. Doesn't have the same ring to it, but that's what his name should be.
Cun Bottom.
Yeah, Cun Bottom.
The one thing I'd say on this, as opposed to individuals, is it baffles me that you need an internal investigation now to find out what's gone wrong.
That's the point.
I reckon I could tell them, you know, what's wrong. And
get your dad in.
I'd do it for free. No, we don't need that. I need the season ticket next year. This is what terrifies me. We are up against time already with the amount of change. It will take 3 weeks to do an internal review.
Why is that not happened already? Because even if we'd stayed we were still...
And that's what I mean. That needs to have already happened.
Yeah.
Like, the internal review literally needs to be a meeting of what's gone wrong.
Yeah. But that's what
the nine million things that went wrong, including arsing around with the Fofana negotiation, not spending any money last summer... Like, not having any grasp of the reality of the situation. It's all fucking there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't need an internal review. Yeah. Not good enough.
And that's on your director of football.
But it is. But I think then it all then comes right to the top with Top. And this is what you're saying about King Power being a ruthless business, successful business, right? And this is what we all need to remember. That business was never created by Top.
No.
You know, the businessman, the ruthless one, the successful one was his dad. You know, he's a very young man, Top, and I think his heart's in the right place, and I think he really cares, and I think he's been super loyal, and that's probably been the biggest downfall. But the reality is he's not the successful businessman. He is not the ruthless man. He's not. No, and I think that this is the harshest of harsh lessons, because he's going to lose hundreds of millions of pounds.
His asset is worth half of what it was yesterday morning.
But, you know, we do need to realise, when we talk about King Power, it's an inherited business. You know, in terrible circumstances, but that doesn't make him a good owner. That doesn't make him a good businessman.
He needs people around him telling him what's going on.
Get the mum involved.
The mum was there yesterday. She was there yesterday.
She didn't
want to
know, does she?
No, she was there yesterday.
Get her doing it. I'll get her pulling the strings. She'd go in, Rookin would be straight out. He's got to be. No, no.
She was there yesterday. I mean, look, I think that Dave Bevan wrote something about, you don't know what goes on in people's lives. So it's difficult to say. Like, the one thing I would say, it's not been good enough.
No.
The time is up against it. Same club last summer, we needed a set piece coach. Didn't get them until September. Mm. You're dealing with, if you're going to get anyone decent in, they're going to be on three months gardening leave or whatever. Like, it's going to take a long time to change. I mean, Forrest have just got Rangers director of football, and that took 6 months. So it's going to take a long time to do any of the change. But the ruthlessness just lacks. Yeah. I appreciate loyalty. I think loyalty's great. But at some point, you just have to go, look, this is the top level.
Couldn't Vichai sacked Nigel Pearson, sat Claudio Ranieri.
Yeah.
So you talk about there was ruthlessness in the business.
Yeah, there was.
But Top isn't ruthless.
Yeah.
He's clearly not.
Well, Fofana negotiate, why did that take so long?
Yeah.
You know,
we
could have sold Fofana, got 60 million, got Colwell in on loan before Brighton got him, then you've got other money to spend. Yeah. But no, we waited, like, let him drag the mood down, played him for three games where he was terrible. Yeah. And then you let him go with 2 days to go after they send him to America to go and look at his broken leg.
Mm. Yeah.
They knew Fofana was going when Schmeichel was going.
Yeah.
And, like, that, they could have at least got a keeper in and then a send. Like, that, I know.
There was a meeting. I knew there was a meeting with his agent, like, really early in the window. And as soon as then, his head's gone.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Got about 15 minutes left. Do you want to do who are you and then go back to bits and pieces?
Who are you?
Yes.
Who are you?
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
Who are you? Hey, who are you?
I mean, actually, we're gonna add the music.
Are we?
Yeah.
No, can we just do that again? Yeah. Rick will do the music.
On loop. Are you? So let's all
I am you.
Pause for one moment.
Who is your daddy? And what does he do?
Who are you?
You.
No, not me, you.
Yes, I am you.
Just answer the damn questions. Who are you?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
There we are. Right. So, let's do who are you. And then we will do any other business stuff. I think there's still loads to talk about. So if there is things that you want to get off your chest, like me and Sumare, you know, load it up now, and we'll do that before we finish. Right, first one, I've got two. Born 27th of April 1981, and I was born in Alvesjö in Sweden.
Nils Erik Johansson.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Gerber.
Yes. But, so...
What? That you can't do that.
That's why I've got two.
Oh, okay.
So I've been searching.
It's a joke.
Good gag.
Because I've been searching for Patrick Gerber for about half an hour and I couldn't find
him. Let's not take the piss here.
Yes.
Oh, well, I think there you are.
Turns out his first name's actually Mikhail.
Okay. Is that why?
Mikhail
Patrick Gerbrand.
Tote.
And yeah, I've been looking.
He only played about 16 games for us this week.
Yeah,
17.
Oh, close.
Really good. I reckon good your forte would be number of appearances.
Yeah.
Right, proper one.
Can you tell me how many appearances you made, please? First,
five for Leicester City in 2005, 2006. We've gone fully rogue here because I've already gone with one.
He's on loan, wouldn't he?
No, it was a permanent signing, and he was born 31st of July 1983. He is 39 years old.
Lee Hendry.
No, he's older than that.
No.
He is older than that.
And what I love about this as well, because I've just done
permanent
Mikhail Patrick Gerbrand. So we all know him as Patrick, his real name, well, his first name isn't Patrick. This guy, interestingly, is also known by his middle name.
Shit, who were that left back we got from from Plymouth? Swan Gilbert.
Ryan McGiven.
Is it Gilbert?
Kerry Gilbert. What's
his name? Peter Gilbert. Yes, I got that.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah, that's
okay, all right. I teed you up.
Yeah, Eric Peter Gilbert.
Yeah, there you go.
Why would we put him by your middle name?
We signed him. I think Levine.
Didn't we sign the wrong player?
Yeah, yeah, I know this because
we wanted Capaldi, didn't we?
We wanted Capaldi.
Lewis Capaldi.
So Levine kept talking about the left back at Plymouth with the long throw.
Yeah.
And Peter Gilbert, he turned up in training and they were like, do the long throw. And he was like, I haven't got one.
Was Rudkin in charge by then?
No, I think my dad was.
I like that article your old boy did.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, so do I
any other business?
I'm having to tee. I'm teeing the gang up now, aren't I?
You take the assist.
I'm a waste of space on who are you, let's be honest.
You honestly, it's like I know the lights are on no one's own.
I think I know all the players, that's the way I
think.
Do
you know what your problem?
It's like watching Sumari.
You don't give a fuck.
Yeah. It's like watching Sumari play.
He drank too much.
I reckon if we did kits. We did kits,
tracksuits.
Yeah, tracksuits.
million
percent. Tracksuits and
what
apparel.
What man doesn't know about tracksuits are worth knowing. Oh, the Italian 90,
if we
England.
Did the Fox Leisure barcode, you'd be all over that.
100%.
Like, yeah.
Our kit is a fucking disgrace. And it's so good. It's so nice.
But you're also one of the very few people as well who notices when like the wrong badge is being put on.
Yeah. Whatever this graphic was going around and what's happening, if it's not the right badge, that's not been our badge. It's like fucking Barry Pierpoint with
different...
the two dots in the middle. That's not the badge. That's not the badge.
Anyway,
you know, attention to detail.
Anything else you want to get off your chest?
Not really. Let's have one. What are you looking forward to next season? What away game? I'm going to go Middlesbrough. Because one of the lads...
Oh, it's a long trek.
When it was in...
Only half empty as well.
When it was COVID, England played two games up in Middlesbrough. And I went on holiday for 7 days in Middlesbrough. And it was class.
Oh, yeah. What?
It was class. Ooh.
7 days?
You went on holiday to Middlesbrough.
All inclusive?
Sporting Lodge. And one of the lads who worked there, he was only
vending machine breakfast.
He was a... Yeah, he was. there was two good bits of crack. One of the lads that came with us didn't pay for a hotel room and brought his fishing bed with him and got in the room, didn't pay.
Got his bivvy up.
Yeah, he got his bivvy in the room. But then another lad, Johnny, Borough Johnny, he won't be listening, but I messaged him yesterday and I said, if we go down, I'll have a few beers with you next year. And he was working behind the bar. He gave me a free pint and I thought, bloody good lad.
Oh.
And then a day later, we had his spare ticket and he rang his dad and said... He was like, Dad, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm going to watch England. And I just thought, class.
Yeah,
class.
That'll, okay.
He was made up. So Borough away.
Struggling for... who's in the championship?
I fancy Ipswich away. Don't really know why.
Home game?
Yeah, I mean, it's not fast game.
Big rival, that as a Norwich fan, isn't it?
Obviously not a Norwich fan. I am looking, obviously, like Norwich.
Stay at Edis.
The Norwich is obviously a massive one for me. Obviously, because of family and home.
I said this to you yesterday. There's a really good video of Darren Eady like advertising a house, but his head is basically on the ceiling of this house, and he's bigging it up so much, and all I can keep going is that house is so small.
Can I quick look at who's in the championship? I know that's bad.
So you're going Ipswich.
Norwich and Ipswich is obviously tap-ins for me, but I haven't been Ipswich in years.
Millwall.
But I've not been as an away fan.
We
could have gone to Millwall in the cup, and I still didn't want to.
Bristol City for me.
I was going to say Bristol.
Bristol, not even because of Pearson. I like Bristol.
Yeah. can we have that? That we need to have like a Nigel Pearson tifo.
Yeah.
I want a weekend in Bristol. Can we do that?
Yeah,
let's do Bristol. Tifo, just saying.
We'll do a podcast from Travel Tavern in Bristol
with him on it.
With Nigel. Apologies for last night.
Why does he sound like Martin O'Neill?
Fuck off and die.
But yeah, no, Bristol City, definitely looking forward to that one.
I was going to say Plymouth, but I'm Bristol now. Oh, Bristol will be amazing.
Plymouth as well. It's just ones I haven't done before.
Yeah.
And then, I've done them all, and they're all crap.
Yeah.
We lose all of them. We lose every one of them.
Do we?
Cheers, George.
Thanks, sir.
Predictions then for next season.
We 1-0.
Where are we? top.
Top of the league.
But we're going to lose every away game.
Yeah, but we still go up, mate.
We'll still go up.
No, we lose four away games.
Oh, we're up. Every one of us happens to be the four that we mentioned.
Bristol, Ipswich, Borough.
So we're unbeaten at home.
Lose four games. Yeah, win every home game.
Okay.
We'll go straight back up.
What do you reckon?
Fourth.
I think it is worth pointing out that this year, I think, it's one of the worst years in Championship history.
Mock.
Like, don't get me wrong, like, the drama of the playoffs and the stories of the teams that are in it, but also you need to call it what it is, that the standard was poor. You know, Sheffield United aren't a great team and they've gone up comfortably second. Like, you look at the league this year, like, Norwich were dreadful last year, they're going to be loads better this time around. Same with Watford.
How do you know they're going to be that much better this time around?
They will be better. Do you think will be our main challengers, if we are a challenger?
Ourselves.
Middlesbrough under Carrick.
Well, it depends if he stays. But I mean,
where's Carrick going to go?
Yeah, to us. Yeah. No, I don't think
Southampton will do all right, because I think Southampton recruited well for the Championship last summer.
Yeah, but they've employed Dean Martin.
Russell Martin, didn't they? They'll win the league because it'll be me kiss of death on Brussels. They'll win the league.
I'm calling Russell Martin.
I think I'm going to refrain and sit on the fence for now.
That's good.
And no one said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that until we get a manager.
It's really hard to know that when we basically, if we had the same squad as we do now, we'd probably go down again.
At the moment, we've got no players.
Well, we do.
Apart from Vestergaard on board and no manager.
Well, you're making some assumptions there.
I don't know why.
But that's kind of where my head's at the moment. I dare make a call right now.
It's going to be an emotional summer, isn't it? You're going to be all over the place. You're going to get very excited about us signing a Mexican.
Well, we've been selling quid on someone that plays in Chile.
Yeah, Dario Osorio or something.
What are your thoughts on him?
Never heard of him.
Get him in.
I've had my fingers burnt. I'm now back to lower league.
You're still
English
getting hammered every time you write something. Every time I go on Fox's Talk, someone's like, fucking hell, Ric Flair, you were wrong about Tay, weren't you?
Which is unbelievable, really.
Even Shakhtar don't want him now.
Oh, he'd be alright in the Championship.
I was like, I came in.
I think we're going to come.
Who are you making captain?
Build your team around Big H.
They'll make KDH captain, though, won't they?
I'd go KDH.
KDH, your suitor, either or.
Or the other one I thought today, Ricardo.
He'll stay. No, he'll go on loan. He will get a loan move. He'll get a loan move. He'll get a loan move. Justin's going to stay.
No, Justin apparently wants to go.
But he'll stay.
Ricardo, he's not going to get back in the Portugal squad, is he? No, they've got too many good right backs now. The depth, that's fucking madness, that Portugal squad.
I think you can put Ricardo in the 10.
His contract is massive. He's been here ages.
He's going to get a pay cut. Someone will do a low move on 100 bags a week.
I think Ricardo stays.
Okay, you might be right.
That's your statement of the season. He played well for about half an hour against Palace and went, fucking hell, what a player Ricardo is. Yeah.
Ricardo will not play in the Championship because he's far, far too good. You could put him in the 8 or the 10.
Ian Nacho needs to stay. He's the only one with any bollocks who came out after the game yesterday.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And he genuinely was heartbroken and he was saying, we will be back. He's probably ain't really understood the gravity of the situation, bless him. But
he's got
he's already doing his Xmas jump.
It was the most articulate interview he's ever given as well.
I love him.
I love him.
Like, warts and all, got loads of faults, but in the Championship,
he will be amazing. I mean, it's part of the reason his goal record is amazing, because he always scores in the FA Cup and League Cup.
If you manage to keep Iheanacho and Vardy, regardless of the disgrace off the field, it could be managed by anyone. Me. we'd come up. Or we'd be in the top six with them two up front.
Well, you'd like to think we'd be in the top six with one of the Premier League's best ever players.
But I think we'll finish ninth. I think we're going to have a horror show.
Ninth?
Yeah, and we'll...
That's my fear.
Yeah, I do. I think.
So much
You know when you're saying, like, ninth? Yeah. In my head, I went, yeah, we'll probably win more games than we won this season.
Yeah, but that's not...
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, that is the beauty of it.
That's where we're at.
I've got a final piece.
Go on, then.
Well, us boys.
Yeah.
Literally, we've had the season from hell, haven't we?
Big bean shit.
We, you two, three set it up, and then somehow I got involved. Which,
and good now, signing.
And,
good
and
signing.
Look,
look at us now. Look at us now.
Come on. In the caravan, swigging, relegation. I'm telling you, no, I'm serious now. If it weren't for us for odd, today would have been a dark, dark day for me. It would. Because yesterday was horrible. I'll be honest. Like, relegate, there's no rule book for how you deal with relegation, but it's not nice. But the only thing that's kept me through it is this. And these bastards won't, they won't defeat us. We'll carry this on, won't we? We will. No, we will.
No, I mean, there has been people messaging saying, are we going to carry on doing the podcast next season? And like, yeah, of course we will.
Well, I don't get that.
Yeah, we're not going to. We're not gonna
stop. No, we're Premier League. It's like, yeah. Well, there's a few people that follow us. What's the championship?
There are some Leicester City social media accounts that sort of, like, there was one in particular that stopped after we lost 6-2 against Spurs. You're like, what's the fucking point of that?
Yeah, no, we'll be here. We'll
I mean, I was saying to you, Jake, I had a lad yesterday, he was a good looking cunt as well.
Third edit.
No, I'm leaving him in. Sorry.
Yeah, Jake's good looking, but he was up there.
Was he?
Them two would be a deadly duo. Be
like a young Burt Reynolds. Sort of.
But that's where you went. Of every good looking man.
Burt Reynolds. Hey, Burt Reynolds back in the day. Unbelievable.
I had a photo of George Lamb on my phone.
Handsome good looking bloke. Yeah.
Anyway.
Why did you have a photo of George Lamb on your phone?
Just missed that part of the story. Good looking men.
saved in his folder. Good looking men.
But yeah, everyone who's listened, everyone who's had a beer, said hello. More than welcome to have a beer again. It was a Rotherham away.
Yeah,
we appreciate it because it's Jake's idea, I think. This
no, it was Jack's.
No, it wasn't was my it? Idea. I've got the WhatsApp from you. You said
he's taking responsibility.
You said I think
Don
I'm Rutkin. Doing this.
First thing is taking responsibility for all season.
No, yeah. You sent me a message.
Rutkin's idea. This was.
Yeah. You sent me a message saying, I'm thinking of doing this. And I said, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think you are right.
Yeah, and then I start, and then when in the summer, I was like, let's do it. Mm. And then I half-bottled it. I went, no, I can't possibly have a picture of me dressed as a tiger on the front. I'm still glad.
Do we get a new photo next season from Mike?
What, in the Championship? What, like a bit of a downgraded version? Yeah. We're all wearing Lonsdale.
There's a few ideas we've got. We want to do a live, don't we?
We're going to have to cut back on production values.
Jobs are going to be lost.
The budget's been slashed.
Well, look where we are. This was going to be...
We can only afford Rick.
I have actually... You know, we were talking about merch. I did actually find a company that would do Hawaiian shirts with someone's face on it.
Yeah.
And I was going to start selling them a Rick's face on a Hawaiian shirt. Oh. We can all wear that at Bristol Sea. I'd wear that.
I definitely would. I think the other thing is what people have been asking is, are we going to carry on through the off season? I think, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, I think we do, but probably not every week.
Well, we're going to have nothing to talk about for four weeks,
are
we?
I think there's always something to talk about.
It's Leicester City.
I think we might come up with a few.
Hopefully stuff's happening with like managers and players.
Or get some guests that we like. We could just...
Ian Marshall? Pearson. Get him on?
Yeah, get him on.
Yeah, yeah. Marshall. Get he's Marshall. Got...
So we'll definitely do that. I suppose if people have got people that want to come, suggestions to come on, we can try. But next week, what we have to do is our alternative end of season awards.
Yeah. So can we do that quiz I've got?
And the quiz.
And Jack's quiz.
Yeah, so that's the real quiz.
The real quiz.
So the real quiz. Week,
what time of drinks?
6.
Quiz at seven. So yeah, next week, 100%. End of season awards alternative, because we're not stupid like the club. Mm. We're not actually going to vote
Smith
for
Smithies,
because he's already won that. Deserving.
And again, all suggestions welcome. All suggestions welcome to end the season awards.
So alternative awards, make them obviously alternative, but not completely ridiculous. That ones we can vote on.
Most likely to be called the Norris.
Exactly. That kind of thing. Yeah. Tweet us, Instagram, and then we'll do them next week. Yeah?
Yeah. It's been emotional, boys.
Rick, thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, that's all right. Thanks for coming.
It's really cosy. If it was raining, it'd be shit.
Yeah, well, because the window's open, Jack.
This is the new studio.
It's great. Yeah.
Join the caravan. Stand up. Brendan Rodgers, move. Right.
Stand up. I'm your brother.
She's my sister, don't you know? We'll be living in...
Sports Social Podcast Network.